Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 22, and I'll be reading verses 3 through 5. Psalm 22, verses 3 through 5. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted you, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. I can't begin this without honoring some of my African relatives who are this side of the... So in honor of the Rutasingwas, I'll say Manishi Mwechan. And that means praise the Lord. For those who don't know the language, you speak in heaven. So you can begin to practice now. I just feel honored by this weekend and even the opportunity for you to pray about the work that we are a part of and the things that God has called us to do. And as I share ways in which we can join together in prayer, I'll begin right at home, my base ministry. And Mark has already shared with you that I have two adopted daughters. Pray with me that I'll be a good mom. But also one of my daughters is HIV positive. And pray that God will give her some years. I know King Hezekiah prayed and he got extra 15. So you can negotiate with God for a number of years on behalf of Stella's life, that you grow and be an instrument of his to use however he may choose. And also I made a joke last night about why I'm still single, but pray for a life partner to walk along this journey, that amazing and awesome journey that God has called me to walk with him. And also pray for the children of Africa that Stella represents. We have sang the song that he's a father to the orphan. But God does not do that from heaven. He uses people like you and me to demonstrate that attribute. So pray that there will be more people within the African context that will take in a lot of the children that have been orphaned due to the HIV/AIDS crisis. I think we have enough homes around Africa to take in all those children so that none of them should be in an institution, but it's going to take the Church of God to rise up and take up that challenge. Part of my work is also with churches. I'm getting them to recognize that for us, as a body of Christ, HIV/AIDS is an opportunity. But even within the context where I work, which is mainly Southern Africa, there's still a lot of church leaders who are struggling with whether HIV/AIDS is part of God's mandate for the church. So pray that we will read our Bibles right, but above all that our church leaders will provide leadership in this whole area, that their churches will be places of refuge, the ones we have sung for, a refuge for the poor, a shelter from the storm. A lot of the people have been affected and are infected with the HIV/AIDS crisis needs shelters. They need places of refuge. But as long as our church leaders keep thinking that HIV/AIDS is outside the biblical mandate, we are not going to make very much progress. So pray for the church leaders in Africa, even as we pray for the church leaders here. And also pray that the churches, especially the churches in Malawi where I am best, will recognize that we are not too poor to make a difference. I know the world has defined us as poor, and so we have decided that we are too poor to do anything. So pray that God will open our eyes to all the great resources that exist within the Malawian church and the church in Southern Africa, to recognize that with those resources, just like Moses was able to give his stick and it did amazing things, that God will help us recognize all the sticks that exist within the African church to make a difference and take advantage of this opportunity for us to demonstrate that indeed we are the body of Christ. Part of my work also intersects with a lot of government officials and officers. And one of the biggest crises we have in Africa is a crisis of leadership right from the top. As we pray for African leaders, I want you to pray that God will raise up a crop of leaders that are accountable, a crop of leaders that are not selfish, that will not make decisions that actually make the HIV/AIDS crisis worse. Some of you may have heard about the incident in Uganda where ministers that were responsible for making treatments available for people living with HIV/AIDS embezzled a lot of the money that was supposed to go towards that. It is estimated that a lot of the money that comes in through government channels towards aid and other issues of poverty, such as HIV/AIDS in Africa, only 60% does not make it to the people that actually need it. And that is a crisis of our leadership. So do pray that especially Christians will stop thinking that they have no role in politics. In Africa, there is a phrase that politics is a dirty game. So as Christians, we kind of stay out of it. And yet, there is badly needed within that sphere prophetic voices, responsible voices, accountable voices that will make sure that the resources that are made available for this epidemic actually make it to the people that they're supposed to help. And a big part of my church, my work, is partnering churches in the global north with churches in the global south around the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And I want you to pray that there will be more churches in the global north that will be coming to come alongside the churches in the global south, not as expatriates, not as experts, but as learners, and together walk and make a difference that will transform the lives of people that are affected by HIV and AIDS. May God bless you as we join together in prayer.